This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show.
We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip.
And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show.
Tequila.
Hi, everyone. You are tuning in to another AfterBuzz TV After Show. This is the Shaws of Sunsets After Show. It is season...
Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, Vanderpump Rules. I just did the Shaws of Sunset After Show before this. Okay. Same television,
same network,
different television show, and pretty much the same host. But this is season 2, episode 10, Serve the Border. I'm your host, Michelle Renee. I'm joined with...
Hi, I'm Lindsay Wegner.
And I'm English Cleveland.
All right, so we are going to jump right into this episode. It's Stassi's birthday, and as we remember from last year, Stassi gets really serious about her birthday. She knows that it's all about her, and if her friends aren't down with that, then she is cutting them off, cutting their penises off, whatever she needs to do.
She has no problem reminding everyone, it is my birthday.
Yes.
10 times.
So is that annoying, or is that how you guys are on your birthday?
It's my birthday that when I have my birthday and I had a black and white themed party, meaning everyone was to wear black or white, and I came in pink. Mm-hmm. And it was, I was the only one in color. So when the girl showed up in the mint dress, I was what are you doing wearing a color? It specifically says black or white.
She thought it was off-white, I guess. She thought the mint was like
no, she knew. I was like,
So did she get kicked out or what?
No, I let her stay.
Oh, you're
but
sweet.
I was definitely like bothered by it. But I'm like, it's my birthday that I can do. It was my 30th birthday, so I felt like I could make some rules out. But I wasn't sitting there going, it's my birthday, guys. It's my birthday. Everyone buy me shots.
So Lindsay was annoyed. English, how did you interpret her birthday reminders?
She, if it's not Stassi's birthday, she's always reminding them something about her. So it was pretty much expected of Stassi. She's a lot. So I think they all knew what they were getting into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that she does that's kind of, you know, along those same lines of it's my birthday is she questions who's invited.
Mm-hmm.
She says, it's my birthday. I don't even like these people. Jax is my ex-boyfriend. Why is he coming? Sheena, she doesn't get along with my friends. Why is she coming? And number one, obviously it's a reality television show and they're coming to create drama. And number two, I was under the impression that when these reality shows took trips, Bravo paid for some of it, if not all of it. So, therefore, does she really have a say in who comes?
She invited her.
She said that when they were good.
Yeah, she invited Sheena.
Okay.
I don't know if she invited Jax.
Well, she says she never invites Jax. Jax just shows up, but that's the point that I think Bravo says, you all have to go or no one can go.
Yeah.
I'm sure she would be mad if Jax didn't come
because
he can't win with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one of those. Their relationship is weird. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've seen on every episode of the show this season and last season. But, I mean, I agree. I think that as much as she doesn't want him there, you know, she does.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, of course. And look at how she gets whenever, this is later on in the episode, but whenever he gives the shorts, these are so cute. Oh, yeah.
Well, they're really cute. All this cheesy
yeah,
things.
So we know how you really feel, Sheena. Stassi, stop trying to pretend that you don't still have feelings for Jax. But one person who she's definitely not feeling is Sheena. And it starts right from the get-go when they're waiting, you know, for Sheena and Mike Shea to show up at the airport. they're like, we're going to go and check in. We don't want to wait for them. And the comments just start. The rudeness just starts. Why is she coming?
They had just gotten into it the week before, though, with Ariana and Sheena. So I guess that would make sense that they're upset because it's coming on this not really. And now, granted, Sheena and Stassi had just gone to dinner, gotten drinks, and everything seemed fine with them. But then the whole beef happened with her and Katie.
Right.
So I feel like it, or Kristen. So I feel like it just gets in trouble. And then Stassi tries to play both sides. But I kind of agreed with Stassi a little bit on this.
I think because she said she paid for it. It was already booked. So she's like, I'm coming.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that in situations in life, and especially at something like this, like a trip or a birthday dinner, there may be people there that you don't necessarily get along with 100%, but you have to kind of just support the person whose event it is and just kind of suck it up and be polite.
Yeah,
and so all the extra comments and the, you know, negativity towards Sheena, I don't really think that was helpful at all. And I think that they should have all wanted to get their money's worth. And enjoyed their trip as much as possible. So why would you try to egg on drama from the get-go?
Right.
So, yeah.
But Sheena makes it worse by saying, if she's going to be rude to me, then, or if she's going to disinclude me, I'm going to be rude to her. Mm-hmm. Well, you're already, like, this is Stassi's birthday. You kind of have to suck it up and be nice. And to get into the van with the guys.
Yeah, but that's hard to do. But wait, that's hard to do, though. Like, I agree that she shouldn't maybe be a bitch to Stassi, especially since it is Stassi's birthday. But I would personally find it hard to just grin and bear it and be nice to someone who's being extremely rude to me and who's, you know, not even being friendly, not even trying to include me. And it's not like they're not trying to include her. They're purposely trying to disclude her,
right,
if that makes sense.
Right.
So, I mean, I kind of agree with what she's saying. Like, if you're going to be rude to me, then I'm not going to sit here and still try to kiss your butt. I'm going to be just as rude back to you. And one way she is rude is by jumping in the van with, yeah, all the guys.
And making a stupid comment in front of her boyfriend.
Yeah. So the comment she makes is, I would rather get gang banged by all of you in the van than to ride in the van with the girls. And, I mean, I think the joke was a defense mechanism for her to try to seem less vulnerable so she wouldn't seem sad, like, oh, I'll just ride with you guys because I know they don't really want me with them.
Mm-hmm.
But it came off as very
extreme,
slutty, inappropriate, just. And then the way she kept kind of going with it, it wasn't like she said it and laughed it off.
It stays in Mexico,
exactly.
Makes it worse.
Yeah, and like, come on, guys. Like laughing, like, no, it was bad. And then her boyfriend
didn't say anything.
Well, he said, I want to go home. And then someone else is like, come on, Shay, like, you know.
Yeah, he already knows it's going to be drama there, the whole situation. I think he knows that he can't be blonde to it and think that everything was going to be fine.
What surprises me is the girls in the other van that are like, why does she not want to ride with us?
Right. She doesn't like us. Like, come on, you guys. Like, she doesn't like you and you didn't know that or you just found out?
Yeah. It's like they're being...
For the reason.
They're being rude to her, but they expect her to still... I think they want her to... Yeah, they want her to still want to be friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that goes back to her comment about she's going to be rude to them. I think it gives them a little less power if she doesn't feed into their, you know, mean girl-ness.
Right.
So, I mean, I definitely think she shouldn't have made the comment. But at the end of the day, it was a joke. So for Jax then to run back and tell them... Jax constantly does this. He throws other people under the bus to make himself look better.
Mm-hmm.
And he even says it in the confessional. You know, what other good way to get on Stassi's good side than to tell her, you know, what Sheena said in the van?
It just looks really immature. And that does not work. It just, he knew that by telling Stassi that he was going to piss off all the girls off. And if you want to have a good time, maybe just approach Stassi and be like, hey, this happened. You know, I just wanted to let you know, because now you've got four girls fired up. And then Stassi needs to peacock and be like, you should have stood up for me.
Right.
Why didn't you stand up for me? In any other circumstance, she probably wouldn't have been like, oh, I'm so pissed at her. But because all the girls are around, then it becomes, you didn't stand up for me. You've got my name tattooed on you. Why don't you do something about it? And it's like, what?
That's what he said. I can't win.
He can't win.
So why does he even try? Yeah. He needs to adopt the, you know, mindset that Sheena has. If you're going to be a bitch to me, I'm going to be rude to you. But he still goes back for more.
Mm-hmm. Like, but he likes it.
He likes it, yeah.
And she likes it, too. It's like they're sickening with each other. Like, they can't help it. Like, she can't help but hate, like, love to hate him. And he can't help but, like, hate to love her. It's just like...
Yeah.
But when he tries to go out and hit on other girls and, you know, okay, well, fine. She's pissed at me. Then she gets mad at him because he's hitting on other girls.
And he's being disrespectful.
Yeah. He's being disrespectful.
So, we can get into that. The Pink Kitty is where that happens. They go to this club called the Pink Kitty. Use your imagination, folks. And, you know, from the get-go, there's already... When they're pre-gaming in the room before they go out... Once again, they're still being mean to Sheena. They're saying, I don't trust a girl that only hangs out with a group of guys, which I agree.
I
that's shady.
Yeah, I agree with that as well.
But she didn't really have a choice in this instance, so I'm not going to really hold that against her. But, you know, they're already making comments. They're, you know, they're setting themselves up for a bad night, and then you put alcohol on top of it. So they get to the club. They're all in a section, you know, with bottle service, and... What happens first?
Getting ready to take shots.
Yeah, getting ready to take shots. Sheena is... Before that, we can talk about Jax and Peter, how they have... They kind of go off to try to get girls.
Mm-hmm.
And Stassi gets mad and says, that is so disrespectful, like, for him to try to go get girls. He is not... Well, he is single, but...
He felt guilty. He's like, stay out of Stassi's eyesight. So it's like he knows it's wrong. He knew it was wrong.
Well, do you think it's wrong, or do you think...
I think he knows she's going to say something. But the thing is, she'll say something regardless. If he sits at the table and, like, parties, he's like, she'll be like, well, why is Jax not walking around?
Well, and then, if you guys were in the same situation, your ex-boyfriend happened to be at your birthday party, and you saw him talking to another girl.
It's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah, it's disrespectful.
Even if you were the one that broke up with him?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. I mean, if he felt that the need that he needed to do that, he shouldn't have came.
If she's hitting on other guys, then... If I was at a club and I was hitting on other guys and my ex-boyfriend was there.
And then he hit on other girls.
And then he hit on other girls. I may not be so angry now if I saw him taking a girl home or, like, making out with her in front of me. Then that would bother me because I'd be like, okay, I don't need to see that. I'm not going to do that in front of you. Let's be respectful of each other and not do that. But if you want to go and flirt with girls and dance with girls and I'm here, I'm having a good time, I'm going to go off and do that too, then I don't think it'd be a big deal. And she doesn't seem like she's trying to find guys.
She doesn't. Well, number one, she has a boyfriend, like, in real life.
Did she when she went to Cabo?
I don't know. Because I don't know if he lives here. On the East Coast. So I don't know. And I don't know if it was an issue of, like, okay, she can't bring her new boyfriend.
Oh, he lives on the East Coast?
I don't know where he lives. I didn't do enough research into it, but I know, like, I've seen her, like, Instagram out pictures with him and, like, tweet out pictures of him. And I don't know how recent their relationship is, but maybe if it was going on during this time. Because, I mean, if you think about it, like, we haven't ever seen her, like, dating. She's an attractive girl. I'm sure she has plenty of men that are after her, like, and we have never once seen her mention dating.
She did date the other guy from the bar.
First season.
Oh yeah, Frank. Last season. But this season she hasn't.
Maybe this happened after their trip to Lake Arrowhead, because when she went to Lake Arrowhead, Jax came with and was talking to her mom. So I feel like if she had a boyfriend at that time, the boyfriend probably wouldn't, like, hey, ex-boyfriend going home to talk to your family, like, I'm not okay with that. So maybe it happened after that. Maybe it is recent.
Yeah.
That he wasn't going to come to Cabo. And I'm sure that producers didn't want him going to Cabo.
Yeah. I mean, that actually probably would have added some more drama, because Jax would have been, all distraught. He would have tried to go after other girls. She would have probably still been low-key jealous and angry that he was going after other girls.
He would have tried to uncarve her name out of the ground, right?
I mean, I think that I agree. I think it's very disrespectful. If an ex-boyfriend of mine did that to me, I would, you know... probably do something extreme, like Stassi mentioned, or at least try to. But at the same time, I get why Jax is doing it, and I mean, she's trying to have her cake and eat it too.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't do that.
I think he does care about her, and if she gave him a chance, he would try and do right by her. I think this time, you don't think that he'd try and do right by her?
No.
Tattoo, getting someone's name tattooed on you is a permanent thing.
But it's also an incredibly immature thing to do when you're not in a relationship with someone anymore. So I'm thinking, like, if someone's that immature and just that silly where they're going to get someone's name tattooed on them to make a statement, that's not how you prove your love to someone. You show them, you act right, you don't cheat on them.
Right.
So I don't think he's changed. I don't think he has it in him. I don't think he is a, at least not at this age, I don't think he's a monogamous man that wants to settle down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think he wants the satisfaction of winning her back just so he isn't defeated in having and been then. Broken up with. But I don't think that he would take it seriously for very long. Mm-mm. That's just my opinion.
I don't think it would really last.
No.
But I think he'd try and do right by her this time around.
For how long?
A couple months. She would break it off anyway. Eventually something would happen. She couldn't trust him. But yeah, I think that
it's too far bad, like you said. Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's too far gone. There's no trust there anymore.
Well, one relationship that we thought was a good relationship was Katie and Tom Schwartz. So, to recap the episode, they're all at the table and shots are being passed around in another act of mean girl-like behavior. No one gives a shot to Sheena.
But her boyfriend, they give one to. So that's really shady.
They don't like Mike Shea. They do like they Mike. Do.
So, and they purchased the alcohol, which obviously can be frustrating. I guess they put all their coins together and got this section at a table at a club. Because getting a section at a club is not cheap. I don't know how it is in Mexico, but in America, like, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could understand that. Like, if there was someone I didn't like, I wouldn't really be too fond of them drinking my alcohol.
But if you're going to a birthday party, and even if you're not really included, aren't you gonna add to the bottle if you're sitting at a table with everyone? Even if I wasn't best of friends, I would still contribute to the bottle.
Of course, but there was already, like, animosity there, so I feel like it was another dig, like, on Sheena's behalf. Like, they don't want us here, they're gonna, you know, didn't she say something to her boyfriend, like, while they were standing at the table?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, I just think it's one of those things where you want your birthday to be as fun as possible. Why would you not want everyone to be as drunk as possible? Yeah. That's going to be more fun. So even if you don't want her there, give her a shot that maybe cost you about $15 once you really, you know, or probably $20 with the amount that they, like, hike up the bottle prices. You know, what? It's going to make your party funner in the end, or more fun, you know, so you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. To be mean to her, you're going to jeopardize having your party ruined, which is exactly what happens because
you're pissing everybody off.
They don't give her a shot. Tom Schwartz, being the sweetheart that he is, passes a shot to her, and then it just blows up into this whole, you know,
Katie being mean girl, you can't sit with us.
Or Kristen telling her to get out of the section.
Security
to show up and kick her out.
Okay, so they finally make their way outside. Sheena then goes back and tells the person to clean the stuff off the table, which we never saw the aftermath of that, but I thought that had potential to really be a point where there could have been some good drama.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was hilarious.
Yeah, because they were complaining about the alcohol then. Oh, like, imagine if they went back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mm.
So Katie gets into an argument with Tom, and she says he's not being supportive, that, you know, he's always playing the nice guy, and he's nice to everyone else except for her. So, do you agree? Or
we've seen this behavior before between the two of them, though, mm-hmm. and him being like, "I don't like being in the middle." Remember a couple episodes ago when Sheena was at a birthday party or something, and I think he was like, "Hey, you girls are being mean to her," like, or he was talking to Sheena and trying to make her feel better because all the girls mm-hmm. were being mean to her. So we've seen this from him before, where he's just trying to, I think, be nice to everybody, mm-hmm. and Katie wants him to take her side and back her up. And I get that, having somebody's back. At the same time, like, you're being a mean girl, you're being drunk, you're kind of being obnoxious about mm-hmm. it. Let's not make a big deal. Let's have a fun night.
Right.
And I don't think he makes it any better by saying, "You're a moron." That's not going to fix the situation. Mm-hmm. But I think he was just trying to do the nice thing and be a nice person. And I think because she was drunk, she just didn't want to hear any of it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think I completely agree with you. Yeah. I mean, he's nice. It's just alcohol can just change a person completely, unfortunately. Yeah. And I mean, he messed up, so.
And then he pours a drink on her.
And he pours a drink on her head.
And that's where it becomes not okay.
And he knew it wasn't because you see, like, he's such a sweet guy that he was so mad at himself.
Okay, now you ladies said, I'm gonna, when the show was actually on, they're like, well, she knocked it out of his hand first.
Yes. She did.
He was completely wrong. Like, he did it. I would punch him in the face. Like, that was completely wrong. Like, he poured it on her. He's trying to say, well, it kind of spilled over on her shirt. The brim.
She knocked it out of his hand first, though. That's what caused the spillage. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe that he wouldn't have poured it on her if she hadn't have knocked it first.
I agree with that.
So course, I think it was just a drunken reaction. Not that it was all right.
No.
But I think it was just a drunken reaction to her being violent.
Right.
That caused him to kind of do it. And he didn't do it, Eric. If Basketball Wives, anyone?
Okay.
Eric Williams.
Okay.
It wasn't that intense. No, right. It wasn't that bad.
Right.
It was just a little poor.
It technically diffused the situation.
Right. He poured.
Because they separated the two of them, and then the girls were able to go off.
It was like a fire extinguisher.
Yeah. It was kind of like, somebody putting the fire hose on everybody, and okay, let's separate and go do our own thing right now, because you guys are too angry at each other. It's not getting any better. Sheena and Shay have already left. Girls separate, boys separate. Let's go do our own thing, finish our night off. Not okay. Not okay for him to do it.
Right.
But I think that he was provoked by Katie, and he wouldn't have done it had she not knocked
been
it.
A moron. It just said, this really saddens me because of all the couples that we've seen on the show. I mean, besides Sheena and Mike, because they have a pretty stable relationship, but of all the other couples, they seem to have been drama-free. They weren't letting the reality, you know, nonsense affect their relationship. Mm-hmm. And now I just think that some of the arguments they have are a little bit contrived and a little bit put on for reality television. Mm-hmm. And you want to keep in mind that after the show is over, this is still someone you love and care about. So why would you jeopardize that just for some extra camera time?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I've never been put in that situation where I had to make that decision. But to me, it just seems like an uneven exchange.
Right.
Who wants to fight and argue and have that be like, that's just negative energy. Like,
well, it's for camera time. It's for her to be relevant. Because last season...
Yeah, we didn't really see much of her.
We didn't see... I'm kind of even shocked that she made it back to this season. Mm-hmm. And then with Kristen and Tom, they have the whole cheating drama. And I don't think that that's made up for... cameras.
No.
I mean, because they're talking about things that happened years ago, supposedly. Right. So you can't really make that up unless they're just making up these lies. But with Katie and Tom, it just seems like it's out of nowhere. We never really saw them argue last year, and then all of a sudden this year
now there's that.
Yeah. And especially when you juxtapose the scene from Stassi's birthday last year, when Stassi throws a drink on Tom and Katie jumps up and defends him and says, Stassi, don't do that to him.
And then
this season... where he's throwing a drink on her because she's being a mean girl.
I know.
It just is like...
It doesn't seem right.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to downgrade yourself just for a little bit.
No, it's not worth it.
It's not.
Not your relationship is not worth that. Like, I mean, if these girls are catty and they're not really friends and whatnot, who cares? But if this is your relationship you've been in for 3 years before the show, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I wouldn't want that to... I wouldn't want anything to jeopardize
that. No, absolutely not. Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess that's why reality television... ruins a lot of relationships and a lot of marriages and stuff, which is unfortunate, but...
Well, it's because they give them free alcohol.
That's what I'm saying, too. When they say they bought the bottle, did they really buy the bottle?
No, I don't think they did.
Production paid for that. They want them to get as drunk as possible and cause as much drama as possible.
Well, I don't know if they did, because like I mentioned, and I think we already told the listeners and viewers that Jake, Christina, and myself went to Sheena's birthday party this past year. And we had to pay for the alcohol. Like, we had to pay for the drinks. Like, it wasn't free. I mean, which obviously we aren't on the cast members, but I thought the cast was, like, paying for them as well. I don't know. It seemed like everyone was at the bar actually buying them. So I don't know if they... I mean, they might have, like, a credit card they gave them, or, like, they might get reimbursed or something.
They might supply them with, like, a certain amount, and then after that they have to pay for it themselves.
Yeah. But I don't know. Mm. I don't know. I guess my little... example there wasn't that great after it came out of my mouth. But that's what happens at the club, and Katie obviously walks away feeling a little saddened by it. She feels upset. She feels betrayed. All the dramatic words you can think of.
But she took it like very I don't know, classy, because she could have really went extreme. Like, I don't think she was. Yeah, she could have went after him. I mean, if your boyfriend, like, I could see if some random guy pours a drink on me because he doesn't know me. Mm-hmm. But your own boyfriend pours a drink over your head and he's trying to say, oh, I just tossed, like, he's trying to downplay it. And she's like, no, you poured it over my head and it's all over my shoulders, all over my dress. Like, I congratulate her because that couldn't have been me.
Well, if you've, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say the drink diffused the situation.
Yeah, it did.
If you've ever noticed, Katie, when she gets into an argument with someone, she clearly is the aggressor, but she also tries to play the damn or the victim,
yes,
or whatever.
You're right.
At the end of it. Mm-hmm. Because it was last episode whenever they were outside at the table and she said something to Sheena and Sheena was like, she was like, this is none of your. Katie told Sheena, like, this is none of your business. You need to keep your nose out of it. And Sheena was like, my nose is fine right here. Thank you. I'm fine right here. And then Katie goes, you're being such a bitch right now. I'm like, wait, you just started with her.
Right.
And then she did the same thing whenever they were all attacking Sheena a few episodes ago, mm-hmm. outside of the other club, whenever she got mad at Tom again, mm-hmm. for defending Sheena. And she's like, you know, you're not being supportive. And she's crying and just...
What was the episode where they were just at doing the, like, garage sale?
Yeah.
And she came in, she's like, you all hate me. I hate myself.
Right, she always says that.
Yeah.
Wait.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah, what? This isn't even about you.
And
yeah.
She always, like, but that's why they always get mad at her, because they always say, it's not about you. It's not about you.
Yeah, so I think she needs to either pick a side. Either you're going to be... the Stassi, or you're going to be the nice, sweet Katie that we know. Because right. It's like she's trying to be aggressive and trying to be feisty,
but then she doesn't know how to.
Yeah. She doesn't know how to handle the repercussions, mm-hmm. and she doesn't know how to defend herself once people react.
So then she self-inflicts pain on
herself. But I do think that she has a drinking problem.
You think
I think there's a little bit of a drinking problem.
I think they all do. I mean, yeah. Stassi, for sure. But isn't she from, like, New Orleans? Like...
I mean, I don't think we know enough information to say she has a drinking problem. That's a pretty hefty, like, claim to make on someone. Because the thing is, the only reason we say she has a drinking problem is because of the way she acts when she drinks. Someone can be an alcoholic and handle it well, and
yes.
the next person not be an alcoholic but acts like a complete asshole every time they get drunk.
I guess I'm going off of how Tom's reacting to it and how this wasn't present last season.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's handling her when she's drinking. I guess that's the way that I'm looking at it then. If he's, because you're going to side with your girlfriend. You're usually going to side with your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your significant other in a fight or in an argument, especially if they're involved with somebody else, you're going to side with them. Mm-hmm. But if they're embarrassing you because they've been drinking and they're, like, making you look bad because they're drunk, you may not side with them. You mm-hmm. may go, okay, you're acting like an idiot. Stop it. Like, mm-hmm. you're being drunk. Like, stop. Like, realize what you're doing. Stop it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, she might be an alcoholic. She might not be.
I hope she's not. But.
And I mean, the word alcoholism, I feel it's on a continuum. Like, she might be like a baby alcoholic. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. She might have a little bit,
like,
of a drinking problem.
Yeah, just a tad bit of a drinking problem. But
perhaps.
Who doesn't? I mean,
yeah.
If someone evaluated.
Years old.
I mean, evaluated my life, they would probably say, yeah. I have a tad bit, you know?
They're 25 years old. They're going to go out there partying and they're enjoying it.
I don't want people to think I'm irresponsible. No. I'm allowed to have a drink every now and then.
And then. I'm 25.
And then.
Hey, I'm the old one.
And then. Right. But I think I honestly don't think she's an alcoholic. I think they all like to drink. Because, like, remember when they went to had lunch and they sneak in the bottles of wine? Like, they just like to do it.
Drink and have fun.
Because they're young and
they can
want to drink whenever they can. And the producers probably
The producers probably urge them to.
It's lunchtime. Have a lunch drink.
Yeah, because it's going to make their lips looser. It's going to
loosen
their inhibitions. And they're going to say what they really mean. And we're going to get better content as viewers.
Of course.
So thank you all for your alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
But they go to dinner. One more time, Stassi pulls Katie to the side while they're getting ready and says, hey, just a reminder, friendly reminder, it's my birthday. I don't need it. So just nip it in the bud. And when she said that to her, did you guys think Well, I don't know, because we saw in the previews last year, I mean, not last year, last week, a little bit of an argument at the table, but they didn't give us any clue as to what the argument was about. Mm-hmm. So whenever she told Katie, did you guys think Katie was going to listen or?
No.
No.
I knew it was going to get brought up.
You know, mm-hmm.
I didn't think it would get brought up by Sheena.
Yeah. When you're already on their bad side, you might not want to go there.
No. I think she does that all the time. Like, she's completely inappropriate. Like, when she says stuff, it's like she's always, everyone's always like, oh my gosh, Sheena, why'd you say it? They depend on her to say it.
Yeah. I think the producers might urge her to say certain things, and that's not the part I have an issue with. It's just the way she says them seems so
she's like, wait,
disingenuous.
So tell me the story when you got a drink poured up your nose.
It's like the waiter's like, what would you like to eat? Tell me the story of...
Like straight to camera, like, this is what happened.
It doesn't flow well. So that's the part for me that's kind of like, why? But poor thing, because if the producers tell you to do something, then you're the one that just looks like an asshole because you can't say, they told me to say it.
Yeah.
Right.
None of us know that. She knows.
And this is just assumptions that I would make based off.
I think we all knew that there wasn't going to not be drama at the dinner table. It was something was going to come up. I was surprised to see Sheena even sitting next to Stassi.
Well, they hugged. When she first walked in, they hugged. And surprisingly, she had a shot in her hand. So
yeah,
I guess, you know. I would do that, too. I mean, for me, it's like, okay, it's my birthday. If I want to be mad, then I'm creating the drama that I keep telling everyone, don't be mean, don't be mad, don't start fight. So,
yeah,
I guess, congratulations, Stassi.
I did not like that Kristen had such an opinion on two things. Number one, the whole issue with Katie and Tom. That kind of, because she's like, you know, he shouldn't have done that to you, whatever. And she was a little
opinionated
about that
because
she always has that drama. And two, secondly, we've seen her ruin a lot of dinners and lunches talking about her and Tom Sandoval's problems.
Right.
So, you know, I just think she should have been a little bit more compassionate for her friend and supported her a little bit more. I agree that they shouldn't have been ruining Stassi's birthday dinner by having an argument at the table. But I think that Kristen sided with Stassi a little bit too much. And she should have just maybe offered to go to the bathroom with Katie. Like, hey, Katie, do you want to step to the side and just talk to her down in the bathroom? Or something like that. But no one supported her.
And Katie didn't need to leave.
Yeah.
That wasn't necessary. If someone had stood up for her and said, Katie, hey, let's go take a walk. Because Tom's sitting there saying, I'm not going, like, you can leave if you want to leave, too, and saying you're, like,
I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to be nice. That doesn't help the situation. So if one of those girls said, hey, you know what, this is difficult for you right now, we don't want to ruin Stassi's birthday, so let's go take a little walk. Mm-hmm. Stassi will be right back. We want to all have a good time.
Right.
But they all just let her go.
Yeah, they ganged up on her a little bit.
And they
bit.
Pushed her, and Stassi, Stassi pushed her by being like, it's my birthday. I told you I didn't want this to happen.
But then she pulled the victim card, and I think when she does that, they just all, like, they're like, oh, no, here we go again.
Mm-hmm. That makes me think that she does that a lot in their friendship in general, and it's probably one of those things where they're just annoyed. You know how, like, even when you're friends with someone, they have a character trait that kind of annoys you sometimes, but you still deal with it, and you're still their friend?
Right.
That may be her character trait. Beside the drinking, that may be her second character trait, where she always plays the victim. And so maybe they're fed up with it in their friendship, and so that's why they aren't dealing with it anymore. But as the viewer, we just think that they're being insensitive, but maybe it's something they've been dealing with for, like, years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That's interesting.
I don't think any of us liked it. I didn't like seeing them argue at the table. I mean, I felt bad. It wasn't the time or place. What they should have done was take some time from everybody while they were all out on the boat and stuff.
Right.
Skinny dipping and whatnot. Those two take some time away and just sit down and talk about it and get the air cleared, because you know otherwise it's going to, when you haven't cleared something like that up, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
So to at least say, hey, we're going to agree to disagree about this. I'm really pissed at you right now. You should never pour that drink on me. I understand why you're upset. Let's try and have a nice dinner. Let's have fun. We're in Cabo.
Yeah, at least the rest of the trip, when we get home, we can talk about it.
Yeah. But I think that she was trying to be angry with him. And again, it's one of those things. Decide, are you going to be the tough girl, or are you going to be the sweet girl? Mm-hmm. Because she wanted to try to do the whole, well, I'm pissed off at you, so I'm not going to talk to you thing, when instead she should have just been like, hey, let's go talk about it. And then he's sitting here trying to apologize when he seems not like he's not really that sorry. Mm-hmm. So I don't know who would have been the person that would have said, hey, let's take
to
a walk
be the
and not
person.
Yeah. Neither one of them
right.
were the bigger person. Mm-mm. So I don't know.
Alcohol involved yeah. all day long doesn't help.
So I don't know. I mean, I really don't want to see their relationship ruined by this show. You know,
yeah, of course not. No. Because he's a good guy. And
he seems like a really good guy.
Overall, I think she is a nice girl. And I'm not trying to say Stassi influences her, but she is friends with Stassi. And Stassi's like the ringleader of that circle. And I think some of it kind of rubs off on her. She tries to be that way, but she can't quite be Stassi. And so she kind of goes back and forth like, okay, I want to be nice because I'm sweet because that's who she really is. And then they, you know, they're always in each other's ear like, well, he shouldn't have did that to you. Well, you should leave him.
You should chop his penis off.
Yeah, he's cheating on you.
Yeah, put a chopstick
through it. I mean. So I think it just pumps her up and she tries to be mean and then she snaps back and then she's like, I'm the victim. And then she's like, I'm mean and I'm the mean victim. Yeah. So it's just like too much for her.
It's very Regina George, Gretchen Rieners, right. their relationship.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. And I guess Sheena is catty.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the bottom line is just be who you are and
own it.
Yeah, own
and
it.
I think she's trying too much to be like Katie, like Kristen or Stassi, and do what they say. Mm-hmm. When in all actuality, I don't think Katie really would have cared that much that he did that. If he would have come up to her and said, "Babe, you were being ridiculous," and he goes, "You knocked my drink out of my hand. Yes, I poured it on you. I shouldn't have." I don't think she really would have made a big deal if the two girls hadn't been in her ear. That was so horrible. Oh, yeah. My gosh. I really don't think she would have made a big
and
deal.
And if it hadn't been on camera, I think that
yes.
also makes it worse. Because
obviously. It
the view, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of conversation on the web right now and viewers that are like, oh, that was domestic violence. And
right.
he shouldn't have done that to you. And I'm just sure for her to not have a visceral reaction is going to make her look very bad. Which, I mean, you
I
shouldn't really
so.
Care about what other people think.
Yeah.
I agree. But if she's like, oh, it's fine. Like, people are going to be like, no, that's not mm-hmm. cool. You shouldn't let him treat you like that. Not only yeah. her friends, but the viewers as well. So I think she's trying to save face by acknowledging that it happened and that mm-hmm. she's not happy with it.
Right, right.
So, I yeah. don't know. But,
well, she said that he needs to suck her toes and lick her toe jam and all the things that she said before that she'll mm-hmm. be back okay with him.
Hopefully that was just a joke. That's disgusting.
I hope that was a joke, yeah. Disgusting. I think it was.
Maybe he has to take a shot out of her butt, which we see.
Which we see something
somebody
coming
preview up. For the next.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. God.
Before we get to previews, I'm just going to remind everyone to check us out on iTunes, Vanderpump Rules. Rate us 5 stars. Let us know what you think. Hop on into our discussion. Let us know good things, bad things, everything. What would you do if you had a drink poured on you? I think we were talking earlier that we have each poured a drink, a beer on a guy. So let us know. Rate us 5 stars and, yeah, check us out on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys want to jump into predictions?
Yes.
Predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Okay. So we saw Jax and Stassi talking about Kristen and Tom and how Jax told Stassi that Tom and Ariana definitely hooked up. Mm-hmm. And he told her that when they were dating. And Stassi tells Katie, or Kristen. Kristen freaks out. Kristen calls Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Says she doesn't want Ariana working there anymore. And Ariana's like, well, I could have had him if I wanted. I think something happened. I think she's been lying about that. I think the Ariana's been lying about it to save face in front of Lisa. And I think Tom's been lying about it because he doesn't want any more drama. I think he should have just come clean about it. But I feel like that has definitely happened. And
well, what's stopping Tom? I just think at this point it's too much. He said, she said. It's too old. It's not like this happened 2 weeks ago. This is something that supposedly happened years ago. Mm-hmm. And what's, say it did happen, say that Tom I mean, unless Jax was in the room and had a videotape, say that it did happen. Say that Tom told Jax, "Boy, bro, you're not going to believe who I smashed last night." If he is confronted by Kristen with this truth, what's to stop him from saying, "Oh, well, I just lied to Jax. You know how guys are. I just
right,
lied."
Right.
At this point, we're never going to know. No one's ever, I don't think Ariana or Tom would ever admit to it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we're ever going to find out the truth.
Well, and I don't think is the reason this is such a big deal because Kristen and him were together at the time, or was this just before?
I think they were together.
They were together. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because they've been together for, I want to say, 5 years.
Yeah, they've been together a long time, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was an on-break thing.
On-break,
you know,
Rachel and Ross.
Uh-huh, on-break baby. That seems to be the trend these days.
Right.
I also think that someone is going to either get fired or quit. So will it be Kristen or Ariana? I don't know. But that's my prediction. Someone will not work at Sir after next
after
episode.
After this next episode.
My prediction would be, I honestly do think that they did hook up. You can tell, like, at the bar, they are flirty with each other. Mm-hmm. And then for Kristen to go through his phone and see that they've been texting at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he lied to her. No, what happened was she texted him, and he didn't respond to Kristen, but he responded to Ariana. It's like
bad.
If you're trying to prove to me that you did not hook up with this chick at all, you need to do every precaution. Like, you just need to do everything right. Because the fact that you're texting her at 3 a.m. and I texted you and you didn't respond to me, but you're texting her like silly stuff, it's like ridiculous.
Well, I feel like boys are smarter than that, too, because they delete that stuff.
Exactly.
So how is she catching him in this? Because if he's doing something, he should be deleting it.
Yeah.
I don't advocate that because I would rather somebody be honest, but I feel like in that situation where I've questioned guys and I'll be like, "I want to see your phone." They're like, "Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I deleted everything."
Because they've deleted it.
Right. Right. So
I don't like that. I wish they'd just be honest. I wish they'd just keep it there. I mean, if you've got nothing to hide, because if you have nothing to hide,
right,
then you have no problem saying, "Look, no, you can see. Yeah, I did text her, but I'm not texting her at an inappropriate time, like 3 a.m.
And then ignoring
you.
Mm-hmm. So I do think that, and then the way that every time someone approaches her, Ariana, about, like, "Did you guys?" She's always just like, "I could have had," you know what I mean? Like, she knows that he likes her. Or there's something there, or she has, like, a one-up on them. And so she never is, like, I guess she told Sheena, "No, we've never, like, I never did."
And
Sheena's like,
friends.
Well, I believe her, but I don't. I think that she did hook up with him. And I think that he doesn't want to, he does value, because they've been friends, they've worked together. He does value her friendship, and he probably knows that she will get fired or he will get fired from it. And I don't think that he wants that. And I don't think she wants him to get fired either, because they must have rendezvous. And so they want to keep it up.
What do you think? I mean, like I said, I think that we'll never really know the truth. Ultimately, I think that something probably did happen. I don't know if it was sexual intercourse. I don't know if it was anything above that. But I think that something inappropriate that Kristen would not appreciate probably did go down, literally or figuratively. And I don't know. We'll never know the truth.
And the thing is, Kristen will stay, like, come out, come clean. I mean, you hooked up with a chick in Vegas. She found that out. So, I mean, just come clean if it did happen. And most likely, she's not going to leave you. I mean, she didn't leave you over that situation. So
it's true.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not giving, don't take my advice completely, but I feel like at this point it's going to go back and forth. And the fact that now Lisa has to sit down and talk to Ariana about it, it's like uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get that, because it has nothing to do with my job performance.
Right.
No.
Right.
But Kristen's telling Lisa, she can't work there anymore.
Right.
Okay, if I were an employer,
I would
and
be like,
someone
but they
said
always
that to
try
me,
to tell Lisa that, like, you need to fire her. You need to fire her.
You do not run my staff. You do not run my business. Mm-hmm.
I mean, at that point, I would probably evaluate who's a better employee to me, who's bringing in the most money, who's selling the most alcohol, because that matters a lot at a restaurant, how your alcohol sales. So, Ariana, Kristen, who's selling most alcohol? Okay, I'm going to have to holler at you later to the other one who's not.
And they just built that beautiful bar, so she's like, yes.
Yeah, but I don't know. We'll see. You never know.
We'll find out next week.
Yeah, you never know. And, I mean, Kristen and Tom are still very much together, so if he did do it and fessed up to it, it hasn't changed their relationship. So thanks for tuning in, guys. I'm Michelle Renee, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michelle Renee LA. Where can we find you, Lindsay?
You guys can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Lindsay Wegner, my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com.
You can find me on Instagram at Pink English.
Thanks, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here and be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.